And welcome you to the third hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the listen live link in the upper right corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen on the upper left and then listen online, and you will be set up to stream the show. And of course, it is Seafair Sunday today. And we've already kind of told you the schedule. The Blue Angels are scheduled to fly at 3:05. If you need to gather your animal friends and spirit them away to a quiet environment. And the bridge will not be closed. I-90 is not closed. They've altered the flight pattern, apparently, of the jets so that the bridge can stay open. But it is not legal to go sit on the bridge and watch the Blue Angels. So you're not supposed to do that. You'll get in trouble. So be aware of that. And I gotta tell you, if you're normally, let's see, it is shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends, Sunday. And at this time, we are usually talking with the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, which we are, trying to do. So I'm rattling on because Nathan is working with Laura behind the scenes here. We have been attempting to start a new thing here in terms of how we interview our interviews here on the first Sunday, and instead of doing it by phone using Zoom, but there's always technical difficulties when you're starting up something new. And Laura was our most cooperative guinea pig to try this out, but apparently the things are not working real well. So she and Nathan are fooling around with how to make our interview work. But I gotta tell you, it gives me a chance to tell you what happened during Love Train. Nathan will miss it because he's talking to Laura, but maybe he's listening to both of us. We're having trouble getting a hold of her, I guess is the problem. We don't have her on Zoom. We also don't have her on the phone, and we're not sure what's going on. And maybe she killed her phone trying to do Zoom. I don't know. So anyway, he can listen to me while he's ringing. I gotta tell you, that I'm zooming in from home today. So I'm in my office, and y'all know that I've got hummingbird feeders right outside my window. And I have a new family of Anna hummingbirds that are coming back in since the roofies chased everybody away. And there's my redhead right now is back. Well, when the Love Train was playing, and I love it so much, I have to get up and start dancing. So I got up and I start dancing, and I look out the window, and here comes my redhead comes into the feeder. And so I thought, well, I'll slow down because I don't want to frighten him away, because, you know, the feeder's like a foot away from the window. So it's real close to me. And then I thought, no, I'm just going to dance. And they're so funny because I do spend, when I'm here, I'm around these feeders a lot, and they get used to me out there. Well, it didn't frighten them at all, but they pay attention to what I do. And it was just hysterical because I'm dancing right here in front of my computer. And the hummingbird, just how they kite and they, you know, they do that hoovering. He moves away from the feeder and he's watching me dance through the window. And it's like I'm dancing with a hummingbird. And it was the cutest darn thing. I had a hummingbird do the love train with me. And so we danced together and he watched me, probably wonder what is that silly human doing? But gosh, it was so cute because he was watching me dance. And so I got to do the love train with a hummingbird, and that was pretty special. And so I can report to you also that the feeder I put farther out into the yard, I put on a shepherd's hook. But I had totally forgotten about what ant moats were for, because in the feeders that all hang under the eaves of my house, of course, I don't get ants. Well, I didn't put anything in the ant moat, and I had an ant graveyard the first week I put out that feeder. Well, I now figured out how to use the ant moat, and I can successfully report that now feeder is getting used, and I am no longer killing ants. So that's good. And I'm seeing a thumbs up from Dathan. Does that mean that you got Laura back on her phone?
We have Laura here on the phone.
Hey. Well, without further ado, from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, that would be Laura Cook. Good morning, Laura.
Oh, good morning, Martha.
How are you? A little frustrated with your phone and Zoom and all of this sort of stuff?
Yeah, because I was really, you know, getting excited, and then I got overwhelmed because nothing was working.
So yeah, well, you are our bravest guinea pig to try this today. So, Nathan, are we ever going to work this Zoom out thing for our interviews, or are we going to give up?
We just need to get it working the first time, then it'll be a breeze after that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're still working through the. So, you know, tune in next month and, you know, to find out how these connections go. But did y'all hear that I got to dance with a hummingbird, Nathan? It was so cool. I got to love train it. It came right to the window and was watching me down. Anyway, it was really fun. So, golly whiz, it is a beautiful sunny day. And Laura, how are things going down in Seattle and with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program? And give us the spiel. What is Seattle Dogs Homeless Program all about?
Well, good Lord. Seattle Dogs does street outreach, where we do pet food, supplies, emergency vet care, including spay and neuter. And we do boarding or fostering temporary for people that want to go to drug or alcohol treatment, or they want to start working. And so we can, you know, take care of their animals for them so they can get on their feet. And then the final thing we do is rescue, and, you know, we take in dogs that are willfully surrendered, and then we get them all fixed up and place them for adoption.
Gosh, you just cover all the bases. You know, we summer's kind of been happening, and we, you know, we went through, well, gosh, was it last week? I don't know. I had 6 days in a row of 96 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I got to tell you that I after the big heat wave last year was so bad, I knew I needed to make a change. And I told everybody a couple weeks ago, because I didn't do a live show last week, but I told everybody that I had gotten a second little portable air conditioner to put on the other end of my house, my bedroom. And I got to tell you, man, that solved all my problems. So I'm a happy camper, but now that I found a way to stay cool, at least inside, and during these heat waves, it makes me think about all the folks that can't do that, or that right. Have to live in this heat. So now I know it's not like it was last year when we were over 100 degrees for days in a row, but, you know, it's gotten pretty hot. How is that affecting the homeless population and the work that you're doing?
It's sad because they are miserable. The animals are miserable. The people are miserable. You know, they're hot. Whether they have you know, an RV, a trailer, a tent, or a car, you know, it's hot, and the animals are hot, and they're just, everybody's struggling, and of course, we want, you know, to add as much water that we can in each bag that we give out, but on the other hand, we're struggling too, so it's like, it's just hard, you know, and there isn't any, I mean, we have some cooling centers, but they, you know, a lot of them have restrictions with the animals. And so, you know, and people needing to travel to get to those cooling centers. So basically, everybody's just stuck and trying the best they can to get by.
So that, maybe that is, that's a, you know, passing out water and something, that's not something you have to do usually, but you have to do that now during the summer when it's this hot, huh?
Yeah, we standardly always want to put, you know, at least one bottle of water in our bags. But when it's hot like this, you know, you want to add as much as, you know, you can for the people and for the animals. And yeah, it's just really, it's rough. It's rough. And, you know, I'm out there and it's hot and I'm like, okay, Lord, don't complain, because, you know, I have an air conditioner. I can go home too. But, you know, it just breaks my heart, because it's rough, and it's just, everybody's having a hard time out there.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be giving you Laura's contact information and so forth in case your situation. Well, maybe you can donate a whole lot of water or something for them to give out. Or maybe you just want to donate money. I'm still having trouble, Laura. I don't know if you saw my messages, but
yes.
There still is not an option for a monthly donation. And I don't know why that's the case, but it still is.
Are you... going on, I was going to ask you, are you going through your phone or like through a desktop?
I'm going through a desktop.
Okay, so it should be, because I can see it, so I don't know, like somebody else can't see it, but I did shoot them another message, and then it did have an option for me to create a link, but it... And, you know, it's not just plain, like, you know, a name or it's a bunch of letters and numbers. And I thought, good Lord, nobody's going to remember that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I just want everybody to know that we're still trying to work out being able to, you know, start a regular monthly donation. But I didn't have any problem making a one-time donation. So,
right.
You know,
so
if you've been thinking about helping Laura out, now would be the time to do it, because they, you know, they got to get a lot of extra water for the animals as well as the humans. You know, and I'm just kind of curious, Laura, you know, the city of Seattle and so forth, I mean, they're trying to do a lot of things to address the homeless problem, you know, and getting little houses and stuff going on. Are you seeing anything making any kind of a positive difference yet? In the homeless situation down there?
I really want to tell you yes. But sadly,
no. Oh,
and, you know, there just isn't any place for them to go. There isn't, you know, like the tiny homes that we do have, they're full. The shelters that we do have that are, you know, where you kind of have some privacy and you can have your animals with you and stuff, and they're full. Everybody's, you have to have referrals to get into these places. You can't just walk up and get it. And so everybody's having a hard time because they see what you and I see, which is, hey, the city got a bunch of money and they're, you know, getting people housed. But the reality is that people are still sitting on the streets with nowhere to go.
I'm just curious. It popped into my mind with, you know, like the little small house, little villages they're starting to do. Do you still have to go and help those people too? Or by the time they get into that small housing, are they able to take care of themselves?
So we do the tiny homes as well. Some of them just, they'll do sporadic, contact, and other ones we do weekly. And once people are housed, we stay with them for 6 months so that they are able to, get themselves comfortable, get on their feet, and know that their animals are taken care of. You know, we don't walk away the minute they get housed. And that's been really the cool thing to add to what we do, because we're able to still maintain the connection, still look after the animals. And it's just a great...
And make sure they make the transition and they're still cared for.
Right.
I mean, that's super. Anyway, so, folks, if you've been thinking about maybe donating to someone or something or animals, I mean, gosh... Laura works so hard in taking care of these animals and the homeless people that love them and all the work that she's doing. And with her doing it, it means we don't have to. So the least we can do is support her and give her the money to be able to do it. So we're going to take care of advertisers here. And when we continue, we'll talk about what is actually on Laura's want list and what she needs most right now, and then give you contact information and so forth, so you know how to get a hold of her. But let's pool our resources and help Laura do this and make it easier for her, because she does it, then we don't have to. So let's pay for it. All right, Animal World continues straight ahead, and more with Laura Cook, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through this last hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, though, today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Check them out at anandawashington.org. We'll be talking to Dr. Morley Venkatro shortly about all the cool stuff and classes he's got coming up. So you're going to want to hear all of that. that. We also heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, our neuroenergetic balancer, very gifted healer. He and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with us next week doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Hope you'll join us then. And you can check out Dr. Nils at healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. So give me a call or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or pick up your phone after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty, Laura. Laura Cook is my guest at the moment from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And my goodness, Laura, how are you set up these days, and what's most critical on your want list?
Oh, boy. Well, on the want list is, you know, first and foremost is our vet bill. We've had so many emergencies, and it's just increasing. I can't even tell you how much. It's crazy.
Okay.
You know, donations can be made Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, directly to our vet, or they can send it through one of our, donation links at, PayPal, Venmo.
It's Greenwood Animal Hospital.
Right.
And you can call them. Do you have their number handy?
206-528-3838.
So Greenwood Animal Hospital, 206-528-3838. Just give them a call. And then you can donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program Fund. Yes. And what hours did you say? Monday through Friday? You
can 9 call. To 6.
9 to 6. All right. So money remains the best thing to help you, right?
Yes. And, you know, and then, oh, my goodness, we've been running out of food constantly. And once again, here we are this morning, and we're out.
Oh,
so,
dear.
You know, if they have what's called e-gift cards, you know, you can buy them online for like Costco, PetSmart, Petco, stuff like that. So if somebody wanted to not donate cash, you know, they could, do one of those e-gift cards, and we can, you know, run in and purchase, what we need. Tomorrow is our food bank day. Mondays from 4 to 7, we are located inside Northwest Harvest, where we help people, you know, whether they're homeless or housed. And, you know, so the need is great, and we are definitely empty. So, anyhow.
Well, that's not going to work real well if you have to be at Northwest Harvest tomorrow and you don't have any food.
Yeah. So I'm.
All right. Time to step up, everybody.
Scrambling and begging.
All right. So we can donate money directly to Seattle Dogs by going to paypal.me/ is it 206 dogs? Is that,
yes.
Am I remembering that? So yes. paypal.me/206dogs.
Correct.
That will get you there, and you can make a monetary donation. If someone does the e-card sort of thing, how do they get them to you?
So they would, when they buy it online, then they email it to, or, you know, the company would email it, one or the other, to seattledogs@hotmail.com.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And then if somebody wants to just help you out and bring food or bring supplies, can they call you to make those arrangements?
Yes, they can call or text 206-519-1697.
Okay, so this is Laura's number, and you can call or text her at this number. But boy, if there's somebody out there you're feeling like you just want to be able to serve today, call Laura and then get her some food, dog and cat food for the food bank tomorrow, because they don't have any.
Yes.
So Laura's number, 206 206-519-1697. 206-519-1697. If you can donate some food quickly, you know, today or tomorrow for the food bank, and, you know, just in general, my goodness, we need to help them out. You know, she spends all her time doing this, folks, and one of the most devoted souls on the planet. You know, she and her family were homeless, but she got her family out of it, but they didn't take their dolls and dishes and go on to a better life. They stayed, and they're paying it backwards and forwards and inside, upside down and backwards, helping the community that they struggled so long to get out of. So help them. We need to help. Step up, and paypal.me/206dogs, or do the cards. E-cards, or call Laura if you can come bring some food, 206-519-1697. Laura, I'll be thinking about you and sending you prayers your way, and hopefully people step up and you'll have the food that you need, and we will talk to you again, I can't believe this, in September.
Yes, and I wanted to tell people, too, on August 23rd, mm-hmm. Seattle Dogs Homeless Program will be at the Mariners Bark.
Oh, the Bark in the Park.
Yes. We got invited there through Positive Alliance. And so we're really looking forward to that.
Okay. Nathan, you can't go visit Genevieve. You have to go to Bark in the Park on August 23rd and see Laura. And then you can meet her. Yeah. Yes. All right. So I just changed his plans for him. So he can come with you. All right. Well, then you can see Seattle Dogs Homeless Program at the Seattle Mariners Bark in the Park on the 23rd.
Yes,
Laura, we
got
to run. Okay, we're a little over time. So you take care. Stay cool. And I hope somebody brings you some food. And we'll talk to you on the 4th of September.
Oh, thank you so much, Martha and Nathan. Alrighty. I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, okay. I could use, how about everybody? Could you use a little spiritual upliftment after that conversation? I think we need to. Well, I got just the guy. I didn't even know there were doctors of yogi, but we got him. I think we got the only one. Anyway, one of my favorite souls on the planet, and here for the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, joining us once again, Dr. Murali Venkatrol. Good morning, Dr. Murali, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. It's always glad to be here on your show.
Oh, and I just say, oh, just hearing your voice makes me feel better. So are you enjoying our beautiful sunny Sunday today?
I am. I don't know what to do with all this sun. I guess
you
must have soak it in.
You must have brought it back from Hawaii, huh?
Yeah, it was. Well, it certainly
you had a whirlwind week, didn't you? Because you were over in Hawaii. You just got back a short time ago. Were you over on vacation or were you working?
No, I was on vacation.
I hope you had a wonderful time.
I really did. It's heaven in more ways than one.
So did you go to Maui?
I went to Maui and did the travel, the road less traveled, but also spent some time on the beach.
One of my favorite places. I haven't been there for a few decades, but boy, it is a lovely place. Well, I'm glad you got to enjoy it. So now you're back, fresh off vacation and gearing up for, you got a bunch of great classes coming up.
Yeah, we have a lot of offerings, not just in September, which is next month, but also this month too. So I have.
Is that the tales from the Mahabharata?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so we can talk about that. Because this sounds fascinating. It's called Tales from the Mahabharata. Is that?
Yep.
So, right. So I got to start with Morley. What's the Mahabharata?
Well, it's one way of thinking about it is it's the Indian equivalent of the Iliad or the Odyssey. So it's an epic where magical things happen and flawed people become good, good people become flawed, and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It is in many ways the heart and soul of the of India.
And is this is it a book?
It is. Oh, good heavens! It is a book. It is. If you printed it out and bound it, which I have copies of it at home, it would be seven times the size of Iliad and Odyssey combined.
Oh my!
Yeah, somewhere close to, I'd say 8,000 pages.
Between
8 and really. It's huge. And the Mahabharata says about itself that what is present here, meaning in Mahabharata, may be present elsewhere, but what is not present here is guaranteed not to be present anywhere else. In other words, almost any aspect of the human condition is dealt with without conflict or inhibition in this story. It's pretty extraordinary. But that just makes it a good story. But it's also a tale of morality, about making choices. What not so much is right, but what is righteous or dharma. So it's a tale about dharma. And as if that were not enough, it's also an extraordinary allegory of the inner conflict that takes place between our higher self and our lower self. And it's the choices that we make on the inside, that we have constantly made on the inside, which is karma, and that we choose to make differently this time around, which is dharma. And it's just extraordinary. All of this is couched in a story that is so riveting that I have personally read, heard, seen the story hundreds of times, and I'm not even close to being bored by it.
Well, and so, because I was going to say, you know, you said if it was bound and all, we're talking 8,000 pages or more, and it sounds like you have read and studied the whole thing, huh?
Well, I don't know about studied, but I certainly have read it, and I come from a family of storytellers, and here's something. My brother once took about one half of the Mahabharata and narrated it as a story. It used to be done in temple courtyards. This was in the 80s. And I was pretty young at the time. And in this temple courtyard, every day he'd go from 7 to 8:30, just like we are doing. And he did it 6 days a week, week after week. And you know how long it took him to complete this, what you'd call about 60% of the story, where all the action happens.
How long?
7.5 years.
Oh my, 7.5 years of every day? Wow.
6 days a week. And I'm not kidding. I must have attended 90% of it.
Wow.
And I was pre-teens at the time. And I was riveted. And my grandfather, who used to go with me, was probably in his 80s. He was riveted. It's really that kind of a story. Now, I, of course, don't have that luxury, but I'm going to try my best to condense it into 4 evenings. And there is still, it's just working through it is thrilling for me.
Well, then I have to say, when you said you come from a familial line of storytellers, you certainly inherited the genes, Dr. Morley, because you are the most phenomenal storyteller I've ever met. And I find your voice and accent mesmerizing. And, you know, really, you are the storyteller to... that is just the top of the cream of the crop. So this is going to be really incredible. And this is happening this month in August. You're going to do four evening presentations from 7 to 8:30 in the evenings. So let's see, a Monday, 7 to 8:30, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And this is going to start August 22nd through August 27th.
Yeah.
And then there'll
Monday,
be a Saturday,
Wednesday,
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to 8:30. And then Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yes. And two more important things. One is that there will be an option to have dinner at the community, at the Ananda community up here in Linwood.
Uh-huh.
You, of course, have to sign up for that so that we'll know. And it's just like how, well, certainly how it used to be in India. It's a warm summer evening. You finish your dinner and just sit outside as the sun goes down and you listen to these exotic stories, perhaps done over campfires in all civilizations across thousands of years. That's what we'll do. And on Saturday, it's even more special, is a few of our Indian chefs, yoga students, all meditators, all of them, they will cook us an Indian dinner on Saturday prior to the story, and then we'll go into the finale.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Now, the 7 to 8:30 in the evening on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting on the August 22nd, are those gatherings or that class happening at the community as well?
Yeah, those all the classes happen at the community. We have we have a wonderful outdoor area there, as you've seen it, Martha.
Yes.
And
you're planning to do it outdoors.
We're planning to do it outdoors. We have a brand new stage, custom built.
I know you guys have been working on that because, you know, I was thinking I'm not doing gatherings and inside, but you're going to do it outside. So I'm real intrigued. I mean, I would love to be able to be there now, but it says, I've got the mailing open here, Dr. Morley. But I'm not sure if it's just the Saturday or the whole thing. It says in person only. So
yeah,
are any of these classes going to be Zoomed or streamed or something?
No, for various reasons, we have chosen not to do that. They will be recorded and almost certainly be made available in some yet to be determined format later on. But for right now, you will have to be present in order to enjoy it.
Yeah, because I'd sure like to be there, but, you know, I don't do groups, but it's going to be out. So I'm going to really be thinking about this because it is going to be outdoors. And that makes it a little more inviting to me. But gosh, this just sounds like a you don't want to miss this. Anyway, so the way to sign up because of the dinner for Saturday and all of that, is there a cost for the class and the dinner and all of that?
Yes, yes, there is, and it is very reasonable. I will tell you what that is in a moment, but you can find all of that and sign up at www.anandawashington.org.
Yeah, anandawashington.org. And you can sign up, and the Tales from the Mahabharata. And then you'll also have to sign up, I think, for the Saturday evening dinner if you want to do that.
Yeah.
But the dinner's only $10, at least that's what it says here in the mailing.
Yeah, the dinner is only $10, and the class itself is, what do you know? The dinner is only $10, and that's all there is to it. The storytelling itself is free.
You know, that's what I thought. I thought it was a donation-free thing. So,
yeah.
Now, how cool is that, folks? All these, you know, Four evenings with Morley, Dr. Morley, and his incredible storytelling of this epic Mahabharata. 7 times longer than the Iliad and the Odyssey combined. Holy mackerel, with the best storyteller I know. I just think we all have to be there. So check it out, anandawashington.org, and you can sign up. Dr. Molly, we got to take care of advertisers before we run out of time, so we'll do that. And then when we continue, you're going to tell us about all the other great classes coming up in September. So everybody, stay right where you are. Dr. Morley Venkatro from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is here, and more about the classes coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from our wonderful new pro supplements, NUP as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com, and they got great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses, and you can order them from the website. You'll find them at a lot of pet stores too, but check them out, newprosupplements.com. And then, of course, remember Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer of the Northwest, is needing our help in finding a rental. She's needing to consolidate living and working in the same place. So condo's been sold. She's looking for a house in either Shoreline, Edmonds, Mount Lake Terrace, Linwood area. Would like a house, you know, yard for the dog would be great. Ideally, a separate entrance for a working area and then a living area. If you know of any rentals that are available or coming available, please contact Jude Ponton at whispering-dragon.com. And you can give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty, we're getting back to Dr. Morley Venkatro from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We just heard all about the wonderful class she's doing on the epic Mahabharata. But boy, there's a boatload of some of the most important classes of the year coming up. So, Dr. Morley, where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the art and science of Raja Yoga.
That's what I got in front of me. Good place to start.
Excellent. Good place to start. And I know, Martha, you've taken it.
I've taken it twice. Yeah, I've taken it more than once. Yeah.
If you went to India and practiced yoga and meditation 500 years ago, chances are it would look somewhat different and feel somewhat different and would be significantly deeper than what you would find in a typical yoga studio today. It's mostly in the sense of you do some yoga poses optionally, and then you would work with your breath, you would meditate, all with the intention of doing the opposite of what we normally do. And what I mean by that is, we have a body that loves to not move. If I had no reason, I wouldn't get out of bed. And we have a mind that would love to not be still, ever. Even unless I'm in a coma, my mind is always working. But everybody's definition of health and well-being, including WHO, World Health Organization, or American Heart Association, naturopath, homeopath, doesn't matter. Everybody says health and well-being is the opposite. When the body moves and is light and the mind is calm and unmoving.
Yeah, so I had never thought about that, but that's so true.
Isn't that interesting?
If you move only
the body, that's called exercise. And there are any number of ways of either stilling the mind through inward practices or numbing the mind through things like alcohol and drugs. But when you combine the activity of exercise and the stillness brought on by the inward practices, heightened awareness, that is yoga or Raja Yoga, the royal path. And that's what this class is about. Is yes, we do practice yoga poses. Yes, we do practice lots of really ancient breathing techniques, 14 of them actually. And also meditation, but it's combined in a way that really harkens back to why yoga was invented in the first place. Because somebody somewhere thousands of years ago sat down there and said, I'm going to invent this. They didn't do it to stretch your hamstrings, nor did they do it to deepen your breath, nor did they do it to help you sleep better or have better digestion. They are all side effects. They did it so that the body can be light and the mind can be still. And we try to convey both the sense and the technique, that is the art and science of this ancient practice called Raja Yoga, in 11 weeks. Thursdays from 6 to 9:15 p.m., about half of which will be practice of these techniques, and the other half, or a little less than a half, will be discussion of lots of philosophy and inner architecture of how we are built, the process of healing, the process of spiritual development, which is both related to and goes beyond mere bodily healing.
All right, so those are 11 Thursdays beginning September 8th. So it goes September 8th through November 17th. Now, then I've got here, Morley, that there's going to be a Raja Yoga open house on August 14th. So that's where this is ahead of time. So people that want to know more about this class can, and this can be in person or online. So where is that?
Yeah, if you want to join us in person, then join us right here at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, Washington. That will be at 11:45 next Sunday.
On August 14th. Cool.
Yeah, next Sunday.
So that's next Sunday. So that's right out. That's after service. Great. Yep. Okay. So after service, 11:45 next week, you can go to the open house. Now we gotta speed up here because we're getting we're running short on time, but you've also got Ananda Yoga Teacher Training coming up.
We have Ananda Yoga Teacher Training coming up, which is a slightly different take on Raja Yoga. It goes much deeper into the physical aspects of it. And at the end of that, you can deepen your yoga practice, but also become a yoga teacher. It's open for all levels. All we say is that you have a reasonable yoga practice. And then come to us, and then we'll help you, we'll guide you, we'll lead you through understanding of the yoga poses, the breathing techniques, and so on. And that takes place for 11 weekends, every other weekend, starting September 9th, Saturday, September 9th.
All right. And then it says there's an open house on August 13th, ahead of time to learn about this.
There is an open house on August 13th, and there is a Saturday morning yoga class, which I will teach from 9 to 10, which is completely free on that day. So you can come to the free yoga class, stay back for the yoga teacher training open house. Myself and other teachers will answer all questions that you might have, and we'll have free snacks.
Wow, so that's next Saturday. That's at the Blue Lotus Temple. And what time does the class start?
The class starts at 9 o'clock, and the open house starts at 10:30.
10:30. Okay, so next Saturday, 10:30, Blue Lotus Temple, if you want to go to the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training open house. So you could come early at 9 if you want to join Morley's yoga class that day. And then the next day, Sunday, August 14th, at 11:45 will be the Raja Yoga open house, where you can meet the instructors and talk more about that. All right. And now let's see. Now I got one other thing here on my list to mention. I don't think you're involved with this class, Morley, but Nayaswami Padma McGillway is the lead instructor, and it's the Art and Science of Spiritual Counseling.
The Art and Science of Spiritual Counseling, and another wonderful way of saying that is it is the art and science of inner listening. We are often so eager to give advice that what we end up telling them, others, our loved ones or people that come to us for advice, we end up telling them what works for us, not what works for them. So the art and the science of spiritual counseling is to learn to listen, connect with the person that you are advising or counseling at a vibrational level, and see what they are trying to say, what they are not trying to say. And in that way, give them guidance that works for them. And the key is, you see, the counselor's ego is not involved all that much. He or she steps back and says, what is going on here? What is trying to happen? What is for the highest good? And, of course, as you know, Martha, and those of you that don't know Nayaswami Padma, she is one of the most intuitive teachers and counselors that I have met. And many, many, many of us go to her for advice.
Yep. So great class, The Art and Science of Spiritual Counseling. That begins Saturday, September 10th. If you want to know about all of this, these classes, go to anandawashington.org. You can get more details and refresh on all when the open houses are and how to sign up and all that good stuff. Dr. Morley Venkatrol, thank you so much with your busy, busy week for taking the time to chat with us this morning. And I look forward, and hopefully I'll be able to make it to the Mahabharata class and see you then. So thank
you.
I
hope so too. Thank you, Martha, for
having me. Love and blessings. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All righty. That wraps us up for another week. And that means, it's time to celebrate Seafair Sunday. And if you're going to watch the Hydros and the Blue Angels at 3:05, keep your animals safe. And Nathan, thank you so much, and getting us through the technical stuff and all that good stuff. And I hope you get to see the jets through the windows down there, and I'll see you in person next week. And remember, next week is Best with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Plan to join us and call in. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week. God bless.